A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Selhurst Park, and Dan Watson's face says it all.
Daniel Watson, that was quite something, wasn't it?
Great night, great character from the boys. To go 1-0 down so early with a goal like that and having that VAR mess just before half-time, it takes a lot to rally yourself and get your head back in the game and find a way. And that's exactly what we did tonight, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
You're not able to name a full bench tonight. Is that an availability issue at the club?
Yes and no. A couple of lads not ready. That is what it is. You know, January is an awkward month at the best of times. We've got Blackpool in the FA Cup this weekend. That's another chance for rotation. So we have the squad, we have the players. Tonight was just a tight one with a few niggly injuries.
Does it maybe send a message to the board for you when you can't name a full squad?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
But are you hoping for Sir Patrick Nolan to spend some money this January? What with Kevin going, Amadou off to Benfica, talks of David Luna heading to Spain and...
But Patrick and I go a long way back. I know he's looking into this, and I know the club are pulling in the right direction on this to make sure we have a team that can stay in the league. And I think we've proven that last week, and we've proved it again tonight, and we hope to prove that this weekend against Blackpool that we can make it in the FA Cup as well.
If the club has the dip for the FA Cup, he's not known for big spending, is what I'm getting at, is he, Mr. Nolan?
Look, Patrick Nolan is more than capable of letting go of funds, believe me.
Come on, drop your copper cunts.
But what are you doing playing the 2p game? This is Blackpool Pleasure Beach. There's 10p games, even a fucking 50p game over there. Life-changing sums of money fall out of that thing, I tell
you. 50p? Are you fucking mental? It's taken me 12 goes at this just to get these fuckers to the edge of this thing.
12 goes, so 12 2Ps, that's a total of 24p.
Shush.
Shush, what do you mean shush? Am I disturbing your technique?
No, you're just being a twat about my financially conservative nature.
Financially conservative? Pal, you've got tears in your eyes about losing 24 fucking pence.
Oh, wait, here we go. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're saved, pal. You save the club finances and I'll use the rest to buy back Kevin.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
the fuck is that?
It's a donkey.
What?
It's a fucking donkey, pal.
Why is there a donkey on the beach? Oh, is this what the Department of Leveling Up is supposed to be tackling?
Pal, it's Blackpool, right? Donkeys on the beach are a thing. They're a big fucking thing.
God, I feel like I'm in Bosnia or something.
Not much fucking beach in Bosnia, pal.
Oh, please. You don't know.
I do know.
Oh, really?
Hey, I've been.
To Bosnia?
Yes.
Why?
It's not Narnia, it's Bosnia. It's a country, a real-life, actual country.
Oh, God, that donkey is taking a dump. That's lovely, really nice. What a fucking dump.
That's just a wee squidgy poo. You want to see horses once? Fuck me.
No, not that. This place. Blackpool.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold your donkeys, Patrick. Blackpool is the ballroom dancing capital of the world. And not only that, but it's home to some pretty fucking amazing people, let me tell you.
Go on, then.
Zoe Ball, I think.
Right. So, Zoe Ball and...
Oh, that bloke. What's he called? Forgotten his name.
Yeah, exactly.
But come on, pal, look around you. Don't you wish Ashwood had a theme park right there in the city centre?
No, not really. No, I'm intimidated enough by the skate park and shopping centre.
Right, right. What time's kick-off?
4.
Oh, fab, we got loads of time then. Come on, let's do this.
Oh, we're not going on that one, are we?
Which one?
That one, the big one. I don't know what it's called. It's probably something pathetic, like the Ass Kicker 3000 or the Cock Clencher or the fucking... I don't know, cunt ripper.
No, you were right first time.
What, Ass Kicker 3000?
No, the big one.
It's called the big one?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we'll do that one last, all right? Quick, let's do this guy here.
Woody, that roller coaster looks like it was put up in the 70s.
I think it's more like the 20s, but don't worry, you love it. It's grade 2 listed. You love all that, you.
Yeah, on cottages, or, you know, manor houses, Woody.
I love it! I love it! Well, looks like Dan's playing the kids.
Oh, I didn't know he had any. I thought I culled them.
No, we didn't cull them, King Herod. We scrapped their state-of-the-art facilities, incorporated them into the first team and reserve team training programmes, and then loaned a load of them out to clubs who will let us know if they're all right or if they're shite.
Great. So, are we going to beat Blackpool or not?
Hard to say.
I'd quite like to get knocked out.
Well, waltz on over to those lads over there and tell them that you love Fleetwood Town. That should do the trick.
I meant out of the FA Cup, Woody.
I know what you fucking meant.
Well, do you agree?
I mean, I guess so.
Exactly, yeah. See, you don't want to do an Icarus, mate.
An Icarus?
Yeah, too much ambition. You know, flying too high, too close to the sun, and then, you know, poof, get burnt, fall into the sea.
Well, I don't think beating Blackpool in the FA Cup third round whilst we're bottom of the league can be considered too much ambition, pal.
Ah, fuck it.
What are you doing? What are you calling?
Hi, Patrick. I'm just a bit busy at the moment.
Dan, just been discussing with Woody, and listen, we've decided we don't really fancy it this year, mate, okay?
Don't fancy what?
The FA Cup.
You don't fancy the FA Cup?
That's right, yeah. So if you could let Blackpool knock us out, that'd be, that'd be really handy. Thanks, mate.
Sorry, do you have any idea how inappropriate this phone call is?
Yeah, you're right, you're right. You're probably busy.
No, you're asking me to lose a game.
Is that a problem? Is it?
Aside from the fact that I would never ever lose a game on purpose, I don't appreciate that you put things like FA Cup bonuses into my contract when you don't even want to be in the bloody thing.
Oh, don't cry about it, Dan. Jeez, just asking for a favour.
This is not a favour. This is...
Whatever. God almighty, you ask someone for a favour and what, you get a fucking lecture.
Pal, your name is Sir Patrick Nolan. And you're a knight of the realm for services to football, and you've just instructed your manager to get you kicked out of the FA Cup.
I didn't instruct him. He didn't fucking listen.
Oh, for fuck's sake, maybe you can bribe him with all your 2p's.
Hold up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
That was bang out of order.
What are you talking about?
You ran me off the bloody road.
They're bumper cars, there is no fucking road.
I could have broken my neck.
Broken your neck, come on.
Well, I could have got whiplash.
Pal, they're fucking bumper cars, alright? Clue's in the title.
No, they're dodgems.
What?
They're not bumper cars, they're dodgems. Clue is in the title, dodge.
Nah, come on, that's soft shite, that.
It's not soft shite, Woody.
Well, you relax, it's not your car, is it? You don't have to call your insurance or anything. You weren't driving your fucking Tesla, were you? Thing would fucking explode if you were.
Can we go and get this fucking game out of the way now?
No, hang on, we haven't been on the big one.
Oh, fuck's sake. Right, okay, fine, let's do the big one, then that's it, yeah? We're going.
Right, come on, this way. You know, when this roller coaster opened back in 94, it was the tallest and the steepest roller coaster in the whole fucking world. Can you believe that? In fucking Blackpool, pal. Patrick, you listening?
What, there's a queue.
Ah, oh, fucking hell, there's always a queue.
Why? Why is there always a queue? It's not a fucking post office.
Pal, roller coasters have queues, alright? Fucking hell, I'm never taking you to Disneyland.
If you took me to Disneyland, Woody, I would use the opportunity to purchase a gun and shoot you.
What if it was Disneyland Paris, pal? No gun purchasing opportunities there, is there? One problem with losing this game, if we do...
Which I hope we do.
Me too. Is that... Does that mean the honeymoon period's over?
No. Not when you pick a completely different starting 11.
You sure? Because Dan beat Everton 4-0. Then he beats Palace 2-1 at Selhurst
Park. Whoa. Look, we beat Everton 4-0. We beat Palace 2-1 at Selhurst Park.
This is about Dan, though, isn't it? This is about mood and momentum.
Yeah, but this doesn't count, mate. The honeymoon period will continue. Yeah, this is just a drunken mistake on the honeymoon that everybody just forgets about.
You sure about that?
Yes.
I'm sure. Did you see the way Vieira greeted me at Selhurst Park, by the way?
Ah, fuck, here he goes again.
Fist bump, then hug. No big deal, just Vieira and Sir Patrick being best buds.
Do you actually know him?
No, it's a Patrick thing.
What?
A Patrick thing.
He gave you a fist bump and a wee cuddle because you both got the same name.
Yeah, it's like when two owners of the same classic car drive by one another.
Well, I'll keep that in mind next time I see a famous Chris. Maybe I'll get a fist bump of Chris Tarrant or a hug of Chris Martin.
No, it doesn't work like that.
What do you mean?
You have to have an interesting name. Everyone's called fucking Chris.
No, they're not.
Woody, I'm telling you now, nearly all men are called Chris, Dan and Matt, and all women are called Amy, Charlotte and Laura.
Oh, that's the new rule you've made up, is it? Pal, your name's Patrick. It's not Tutankhamun.
But Patrick is an unusual name.
Is it? Fuck. Jesus Christ, I must have hit you hard with that bumper car, because you're fucking brain damaged, pal.
Oh, finally.
Right, here we go. Okay, pal, strap yourself in.
Oh, I don't think I have much of a choice, do I?
No, I meant figuratively, strap yourself in.
Okie dokie.
Oh, this is fucking fab, I love it.
Yep.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Whew. Quite slow, isn't it?
Oh, just wait till we get to the top, pal.
Right, yeah. Hmm. Oh, okay. It's quite high, actually, isn't it?
Oh, aye. Clues in the title, pal. The big one. Like I said, at one point, the tallest one in the world and the steepest. Look at it. Fucking hell.
Shut up.
You're right.
Yeah, just would like this to be over now.
Oh, it'll be over in a flash. Believe me.
God, it keeps going up.
Just like Salford City, unfortunately.
Jesus.
Just calm down, pal. For fuck's sake, enjoy it. Look at the view.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Very cool. Stop the roller coaster at the top. How scary. Come on, move.
It's weird. Don't remember it stopping this long.
Yeah, very good. Excellent performance, Woody.
No, pal, I'm serious.
Oh, I didn't realise I was sat next to Meryl Streep. God, this is bloody high.
Pal, I'm not putting it on. I'm being deadly fucking serious.
What?
I think it might be stuck.
You think it might be stuck?
It'll get sorted though, won't it? Nothing to worry about. Totally normal.
Woody, it's not an ingrowing toenail. We are stuck on top of fucking Blackpool.
Maybe if we, like, wriggled together to try and dislodge.
No. Stop. Absolutely not. Fucking hell.
Pal, relax. You're gonna have a panic attack if you're not careful.
Oh, how silly of me to have anxiety while stuck 250 feet in the air on a ride that looks like it was built by fucking Brunel.
Game's gonna kick off soon, isn't it?
Oh, I've got a sneaking suspicion we might just miss it, Woody.
Why's that?
Well, either we'll still be stuck here, or we'll be dead. Or we'll be off this thing, in which case I'm heading south quicker than a Canadian fucking goose in fucking winter.
But don't be anti-North, pal.
I'm being anti-dangling moments from my own death, Woody, and fuck the North.
We're underway.
Look, are you serious?
What?
You are watching the game right now.
It's fucking boring up here. What else am I going to do?
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Shoot! Shoot!
Go on! Ah, for fuck's sake! How's he missed that?
For fuck's sake. Fucking Blackpool.
What's the score, mate? Still 0-0. 40 minutes played. Oh, that's decent, isn't it? Hey, it's all right.
Not decent enough. If this carries on and we get a replay, then I'm going to hold this shithole personally responsible.
Oh, look at that. They're sending a helicopter over.
Ah, are they going to airlift us off one by one?
Nah, I think they're just filming it, probably for the local news.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Give them a wave, pal. Come on. Hello! Hiya.
No, I will not give them a wave. I am a knight of the realm.
Oh, really? You never mention it? For fuck's sake.
Fuck. This is just this season all over, isn't it?
I think our problem is that we're stranded at the bottom, pal. Not the top.
No, I mean, just... This was supposed to be the season, wasn't it? The Champions League, some of the best talent in the division. Fuck me. I really have fucked up, haven't I? I should get a knighthood for fucking everything up.
Patrick, don't talk like that.
Well, it's true. I'm Icarus. You know, I thought I could do it without the American consortiums and the Saudi cash or the dark Russian money. Daedalus. What? I disobeyed my Daedalus. Craftsman of my very wings. Those who told me not to fly too close to the sun and... Now, after all that fight, after everything I sacrificed, and those I left behind, here I am. And there is no sun. I've reached the heights I dreamt of, but if I stretch out my hand, Woody, the only thing to touch is the damp, grey skies of Blackpool. And where has it got me? My friends? My club? Nowhere. Worse than nowhere. Oblivion. Oblivion, Woody.
Oblivion is Alton Towers.
And just when I thought I could sell the place. Yeah, make some profit, save my skin, and maybe, just maybe, not be hunted down by the people of Ashwood, like some Nazi officer hiding out from Mossad spending his final days in Argentina. United and Liverpool go up for sale. Bang. Dreams of salvation shattered by the Glazers and John Henry, the cunts.
So, I mean, what's plan B?
I think we're on about plan Q by now.
Okay, all right, so what's plan Q?
Dunno, mate, dunno. You know, Ashwood fans and the mainstream media seem to think Dan Watson can walk on water. Now let's see if he can perform another miracle, huh? Who knows?
Aye, but even if we survive, what happens then? To the day?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nil-nil and 84 minutes played. A stalemate after a flurry of opportunities in the first half. Second half has been a different story.
Fuck's sake, Blackpool, you tangerine twat. The net is bright orange. Surely you can fucking figure it out. Fuck's sake.
Christ, it's properly cold now, isn't it?
Aye, well, we're basically inside a cloud, aren't we? No sign of a silver lining, though. Look, pal, I know when you're really in the thick of the shite, it can be hard to see that, you know, all that we've done. But you should be very proud. Very, very fucking proud.
Yeah. Yeah. What about when there's no Ashwood City left, mate? What about then?
Why are we worrying about things that haven't happened, eh? Why can't we celebrate the things that have happened, you know? Still in the Premier League, still in control of our club. If they don't want to get fucked in the bum by Saudi and Qatar, then fucking let them. We're still here. And guess what? What they all hate us for. We're in the fucking Champions League. We're in the knockout rounds, pal. And when we do go out, we'll go out knowing that we smashed the fucking door down at the Champions League party. We'll see we're all swilling their champagne and their fucking Heineken, for sponsorship reasons, obviously. We smashed down that door, didn't we? We pissed on the couch, set fire to the dog and broke the back window because we're Ashwood fucking City. We're fucking party poopers. And that is what our fans live for. And let me fucking tell you something. It's what every fan base lives for. Aye, sometimes they want promotion, sometimes they hope they do better against a rival or whatever, but their favourite moments? Fucking with the big boys, putting a stop to a title charge, derailing a winning streak, finishing above a club worth 10 times their own. That is what football is all about. That and slogging your fucking heart out. Because if you keep fighting, over and over and over, the results will go your way, and you will get to where you want to be. I promise you.
What the hell?
Oh, we're moving.
Are we?
We're definitely moving.
Woody, Blackpool.
Fucking hell. Finish it. Finish it.
Finish it, you can't.
Go on. Go on. Yes. Yes. Goodbye, FA Cup.
Goodbye, Blackpool.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.